Hello.
Hello, my name is Randy, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I please speak with the person who requested the call?
This is she.
All right, and I do need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purpose. How can we help you today?
I was calling to see, I had tried to do my unemployment pennies. And so I went to the employment office and I did it on the computer, but they said I had to do it by phone.
Who said that?
When we was in the when I was at the computer at the when I went to the employment office, and there was a lady there by the name of Miss Dorothy was trying to help me to do it because this is my first time. I never filed pennies before, and she was trying to show me and tell me how to do it. But it wouldn't take it. He said that I had to do it by my phone.
I got you. Okay, because I was gonna say you can do it by the internet, but something happened when you were doing it, and the computer told them that it had to be called. You had to call. Okay, I got you now. What is your Social Security number?
420-90-88-19.
Okay. And your name, ma'am?
Feeney Johnson.
And your date of birth?
The 10th month, the 13th, 1960.
All right. And what is your mother's maiden name?
Cora Mae Johnson, but she married a McNeely.
Okay. And do you have an Alabama driver's license?
No, I don't have an Alabama driver license. I have a non-driver ID.
That's Alabama. Okay. What's that ID number?
It's 1793-752.
Okay. Now let us see if we can't get this going here. And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
No. And what is your preferred language?
English.
English. And do you consider yourself disabled?
Yes, I do receive disability.
Okay. And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, sir.
No. And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
The 9th grade.
All right. And there we go. Now, ma'am, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alvantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments.
Okay.
And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. And which would you prefer?
I will have to get the card because I don't have a direct deposit or a savings account.
Okay. When you made your selection, you were provided information regarding your prepaid account, including a pre-disclosure of possible fees associated with the prepaid benefits card. Do you hear that
Yes.
when we told you?
Yes.
All righty. Okay. There we go. And what we have here for your mailing address is Post Office Box 50928, Pritchard, Alabama 36605. Is that correct?
No, I live at 365 Dunbar Street in Mobile, Alabama, but I do have a P.O. box. It's 50928 Mobile, Alabama.
Okay, well, it's showing here Pritchard is.
No, sir, it's not Pritchett.
Okay. Be mobile. Okay, mobile. Where are you at? There we go. And the zip code 36605.
Yes, sir. It's
Okay.
for the P.O. box
And
and
Right, that's your mailing address. All right. And what is your residence address?
365 Dunbar Street in Mobile, Alabama.
Spell that. Spell Dunbar.
Spelling for it. It's Dunbar Street. And it's
Street, okay.
And Mobile, Alabama.
That's okay, and the zip code?
36603.
Okay. And your P.O. box is 36605, yes, right?
Excuse me, I got
okay.
I got the Turkey flu.
Mobile. Let's see, Mobile. There we go. And has your address changed in the last year? No. And the telephone number that we have here on file for you is 251-447-2937. Is that the number you want us to have?
No, it's 251-375-4016.
Uh-huh. All righty, ma'am. And let's see. Yep, we got those are correct. All right, and it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. So you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1981 GMC G3500 Vendura, 1986 Buick Electra, 1989 Toyota Camry, 1991 Dodge W250 pickup, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles. Never been with any of them. All righty. And which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Battlefield Holdings, Forest Lakes Estate, Sade Property, Sierra Tahoe Investments, or none of the above?
None
of the above. All right. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1982 Ford Fairmont, 1985 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme, 1987 Chevrolet R10, 1992 Geo Storm, or none of the above?
I said like a Cutlass Oldsmobile.
Okay. All right, and did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
This is my first time.
Okay. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months? No. All right, and have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months? No. And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months? No. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification? No. And what was your last day that you worked, ma'am?
I would say it was between October the 10th, between the 10th and the 12th.
Okay, October 10th, and that's 2022, right? Okay. All right, let's see here. All right, and since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I've been able to work, but I haven't found any work.
Okay. And do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business? No. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license? No. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training? No. Are you available to accept full-time work? Yes. And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation? Yes. And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the
No, sir.
last 18 months? No. Have you applied for or are you receiving workman's compensation due to a
No, sir.
work-related injury? No. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I don't know, but I will try.
Yeah, how many miles?
I'll say 3-4 miles.
Okay. All right. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
11:50.
How
Eleven
much?
dollars an hour.
Oh, okay. All right. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union
No.
hiring hall? No. And did your employer give you a definite date to
No.
return to work? No. And what was your job title or job description where you
It
were
was
working?
extended stay as housekeeping. Yeah.
Housekeeping? Okay. There we go. Okay, so it would be perform any combination of light cleaning duties to maintain private households or commercial establishments such as hotels, restaurants, and hospitals in a clean and orderly manner. Duties include making beds, replenishing linens, cleaning
Yes,
rooms
sir.
and halls, correct? Okay. There we go. We got the right one there. And are you seeking work in your current
No, sir. I've been
occupation?
trying to find a job, but I haven't found one.
Okay. And who? Let's do this. And who was your, what was the name of the company you were working
It's
for?
called Extended Suite or Extended Stay. It's a motel.
Okay. Extended stay. Okay. And what is her address, ma'am?
I don't know the address to it.
We got to
Okay.
have it.
I can get it, but I don't know it right offhand, the address.
Okay. And when you say you can get it, what do you mean you can get it
I
right
have to go
now
out
or?
that way and get it because the number that I've been calling, he's been disconnected there.
Oh, I got you. Well, here's what we'll have to do then. I'll have to stop the application right here, but what we'll do is I'll click on the button down here that says finish later. And when you get that information, you call back. And when we start doing it again, it'll pick up right here where we left off.
Okay.
We won't have to start over. Have you got a pen and a paper handy though?
Okay.
Okay, the reason I ask is because we're going to need the, it's extended stay, we've got that, but we're going to need their address, okay? And you'll want to get the phone number too. I know it's been disconnected, like you said, but we've got a
I know the
place in
phone.
here for a phone number and it won't let us move.
I know that
Oh,
one.
okay, you got it? Okay, so when you call back,
Okay.
we'll get that too. I just didn't know if you
Okay.
had it or not, but we'll need it, so I just wanted you to, you know. But like I say, we'll hit what's called finish later, And then when you call back, we'll just pick right up where we left off. Well, when you first call, we'll have to verify that we got you, you know, social security name, mother's maiden name, things like that. But once we get into the questions, it'll take us right to here. Okay. All right, ma'am. Well, I want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. All right, and you have too. A very nice day today, ma'am.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Bye now.